Time really goes by very quickly. We're all ready to go home today. And the last meeting, right now, we'll fellowship on the last point. That means a growth in life and the transformation. This point is very important. It's numeral 5 in the outline. Life grows and transforms. Our human life grows and we mature. But strangely enough, as to our spiritual life, many Christians do not grow up. They have heard a lot of messages, and they have also read the scriptures, but there is no growth, just like the church in Corinth. Paul said, I fed you with milk. But after many years, I still cannot give you solid food. That's abnormal. Because we people are not too familiar with the spiritual life. From the time when we were young and all the way when we grew up, we've been living in ourselves. Some got saved when they were 20, and a new life entered into them. But on the side of human life, it seems that he has matured. So we do not have the sense that our spiritual life, we're still a babe. But we have to be clear. It's not only the church in Corinth was like that, the church in Ephesus was the same. So Paul them, do not remain as babes. It's like a little boat being tossed to and fro in the wind. The wind of doctrine. Doctrines are like winds. They hear one doctrine and they sway to one side. And a new doctrine comes around and you all sway to the other side. The children like to be cradled back and forth. Didn't you do this with your baby? If you rock them back and forth, they fall asleep. Spiritually, it is the same. After listening all the messages, you rock to and fro and you fell asleep. Oh, Lord Jesus. We're deceived by man. Do not think that believers do not lie. The Lord Jesus said, the Lord also warned us that there will be many false prophets and false teachers. Paul said the same thing. Peter said the same thing. And John said the same thing. And in the book of Jude, it says the same thing. Besides, it's not a few in number, but it's a majority. So, brothers and sisters, you have to know the anointing. It's only the holy anointing that indwells you. He does not lie to you. Perhaps some people do not intend to lie to you, but they themselves do not know. They thought what they were teaching you was right, but actually it's wrong. That is also deceit. Some deceive you purposely, some unintentionally. But no matter how, whether it's intentional or not, it's a lie, a deceit. Because the enemy uses all kinds of people. So if Christians do not grow up and become mature, reach maturity, you're easily deceived. Children are easily deceived. You bring them something pretty, something, oh, I'll give you this. Immediately the child will come to you. How about you? If I use this to deceive you, would you come? Because you're grown. You're a grown-up. You're an adult. But if we do not grow up spiritually, and if we do not mature, we easily believe in everything. Oh, he's a pastor. Oh, he graduated from a seminary. Of course, he understands, and I don't. Who said so? If someone comes to your child and says, I am your father, but a child is easily deceived. It's very unfortunate and it's really pathetic. There's so many Christians in the world. But where are you going to go meet? Which is the right place? There are so many followers in Roman Catholicism. Whatever the Pope says, they just accept it. But their teaching is that you, the common people, you don't understand the Bible. Only we, the clergy, understand the Bible. And they all believe it. Brothers and sisters, how many years have you been a Christian? Brother, how many years? 24 years, he says. 24 years. Are you mature spiritually? Just laughing. We still need to be listening to a message every Sunday morning and just be a good listener. You still need people to teach you. Let's read Hebrews chapter 6. I'm sorry, chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, the last portion. Paul had a lot to say to them, but they were not able to receive it.
Well,
the book of Hebrews should be written by Paul.
11
says, no, this is verse 10 in English. According to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say, that's verse 11, and hard to explain. So since you have become dull of hearing, now let me ask you, You all know this name, Jesus Christ. Do you appreciate our Lord Jesus Christ as the Melchizedek, as the great high priest? He is the King of righteousness and the King of peace. He is our great high priest. Do you know that you have a great high priest? That we all have a great high priest? I think we don't even have a concept of a priest. A priest is a very important matter in the Bible, because in God's view, he wants to gain a kingdom of priests. So everyone has to be a priest. But because the people of God fell, in the end, of the 12 tribes of Israel, only one tribe was left. And in the end, and the tribe of Levi also fell. Even the priests fell. From one tribe, only one family remained. In the book of Ezekiel, there only the sons of Zadok were allowed to draw near to me and bring food to me and enter into the Holy of Holies. So you see, from the 12 tribes, it was reduced to one tribe. And from the one tribe, it was reduced to one household. If I were to ask you today, are you a priest today? Are you a priest? Yes? What does a priest do? The only thing? I have not had the opportunity to share with you. Maybe next time. Maybe next time. Actually, very few Christians think of themselves as priests. You know you're a Christian. You also know you're a believer. You also know you're a children of God. You also know you're brothers and sisters. But a priest? Perhaps you heard it now, and so you say yes. But what for? What do you do? When Paul, in the beginning, spoke to them concerning our great high priest, if there's a great high priest, there should be priests. Also, there's Aaron, and there are also the sons of Aaron. There can't be only the great high priest, and there's no priesthood. If we know the Bible, God's plan is too wonderful to be a priest. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm not talking about this right now. I just like to say, Paul, when he spoke about Melchizedek, they couldn't take it in. They didn't know, what about my Melchizedek? Does he raise chicken? Because a Chinese, my ji xi de. Do you sell chicken? It sounds like my ji xi de. Does he sell chicken? Or raise chickens? It's a word play. But they were not able to receive the word. They couldn't understand the word. That's why Paul also said, Verse 12, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, for some of you it's 24 years, and some others maybe 50 years. I don't know how, for how many years now. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you should be teaching others and perfecting others. But what happens? You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. You need someone to teach you. Tell me, isn't this the situation today? If you go to elementary school for 24 years and you haven't graduated from elementary school, right? You go from kindergarten, 1 year, oh, 2 years of kindergarten. Oh, 3 years of kindergarten now here in Thailand. Oh my goodness. They start at 3 years. No, if 3 years is not enough, do you need 13 years? How many years in elementary school? 6 years, but not 60. It's graduation. You graduated from the elementary school. And how about the middle school? 3 years middle school and 3 years high school. You also graduated. Do you need to go back every year? Do you need to be retained every year? Brother Dohua, did you go back to your middle school and you go back to have classes in middle school? But Christians who have been Christians for 50 years, they still have not graduated. They're still listening. Your brothers and sisters there, how many years in Singapore? How many years have they been listening to messages? Some for 50 years and some even for 70 years. They're still just listening. Tell me, is this normal? Besides, those masters feel very glorious. They're still teaching. But look, for 50 years, there's so many people in the audience still listening to me. Oh, these people are very faithful. You still feel that they're doing very well. And you still feel that you're doing a very good job. Now you need to ask the Lord how he sees it. It doesn't mean that we have to rise up and oppose this thing. No. If you go to the university, you want to be an engineer, and after 50 years, you still need, have not graduated, only the professor knows it all. You still know the first principles of the oracles of God. So you still need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word. You're still a little elementary school student. Do not think that there's no elementary school in spiritual life. Paul says there is. Now, all of you who are seated here, are you all elementary school students of a spiritual life? And Virat here is a great professor, and I'm the assistant professor. How about that? If I fall sick, then Brother Kihua will come replace me. And if he's not there, I'll ask Brother Dehua to replace me. Should we do that? Don't you do that? Isn't it so? For so many years, you're still standing here. You know, let me tell you, I feel very uncomfortable standing here. It seems like I'm bigger and all of you have to listen to me. You think I feel comfortable? Do you feel comfortable? They're all elementary school students, and I'm the big professor. Tell me, is this a good thing? But how come we still do this year after year? Over there in Stuttgart, is that what you do? Everyone is a priest. It's not easy at all. So when we talk about spiritual growth and maturity and transformation, where is the transformation? In the end, after 60 years, we're still reading the same books. If we don't read a certain spiritual study, life study, etc., if you don't read those books, you can't help but keep reading. But tell me, why is it so? I'm not criticizing here. I really feel very sad in my heart because I know too many Christians over there. Are you willing to be spiritual elementary school students? Are you willing to do so? Of course not. And neither did Paul like to see them like that. He was telling them the truth. Oh Lord, you still need milk and not solid food. That's verse 12. Solid food is too hard, you can't swallow it. You hear the word, but you do not act on it. Just like you tell your children, don't do this, but they still keep doing it. Isn't it so that they actually did not take the word into them? So he said, you need milk. And verse 13 says, for everyone who partakes only milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. As the word of righteousness. It's not a word of grace. It's a word of righteousness. After you drink this milk, you should become a righteous person.
Mm-hmm.
scissors. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have the senses exercised to discern both good and evil. They can discern whether it's spiritual or fleshly, whether it's a man's teaching or whether it's the Holy Spirit teaching. But you don't understand the Holy Spirit speaking in you. Many say, you talk about Holy Spirit speaking, but I cannot hear Him. There's no discernment what's right and what's wrong, good and evil. We just listen in a loose way. Do not listen loosely, and do not believe loosely. You have to ask your indwelling spirit. That is why those two verses we read, how do we know that we're of the spirit? John says, it's okay. You can write to me, I'll answer you. You call me and I'll reply. Nobody asked me. Nobody asked Virat. No problem. If there's a problem, ask Virat. Oh, Virat will reply. We'll tell you. John did not say that. John says he gave us of his Holy Spirit and he will teach you in all things. Why is it so difficult for brothers and sisters to discern and they can't tell, they don't know? I hope we are not like that. It doesn't mean that we do not need fellowship. And it doesn't mean to say, oh, Vera, you shouldn't be giving any more messages. Don't come again. It's not like this. But that your spiritual life within you has matured, has grown up, matured. Today I met the son of Boy.
Okay.
Before I saw him, he was a little boy. Now he's grown. He said he's going to go to the university. Oh, you're already going to university? He'll have to leave the father. Then what? Are you happy? Oh, my son is going to the university. No, no, I just want to keep him by my side. Don't go. Just stay home. Don't go. As parents, you should be happy that they're going to university. They've grown up. Oh, they've got wings. They can fly. This is very normal. But brothers and sisters, you should have become masters. No matter where you go, you should be able to help others. And also, you should let people know, not just through messages, but you can live it out. If you can only speak and you cannot live it out. So what did Paul say? Those who are mature, they, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. But those that have not grown up, That's why he said that we should leave you should leave the beginnings, the principles of the oracles of God in the beginning, and you don't need to lay another foundation. These are the principles, the first principles. Oh, you have to repent, you have to be baptized. Actually, baptism is very simple. But it is not easy to grow up and to become an adult. Therefore, you should leave the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ and go on to perfection, and not laying again the foundations of repentance from dead works of faith toward God. So, we shall have to say goodbye to the parents and go to university, just like your son. Virat, your son is also doing business by himself. Are you happy? Very happy. Why are you happy? Because he doesn't need you anymore. You happy? Well, he can help himself. That's why I'm very happy about it. So, brothers and sisters, if they don't need you anymore, will you be happy?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Truly, amen. Fine. Thank the Lord. You don't need them anymore. If I keep doing this, they won't dare to invite me here anymore. Lord Jesus. Right? This is the word of the scripture. We should not only learn and understand teachings. If the brothers and sisters do not need us anymore, we should be happy. It's not that they'll just run wild, but that they can grow up and they can discern, and they can help other brothers and sisters. They can serve God. They have become adults. Mature. You know, the 144,000 in Revelation chapter 14, they can be raptured and would be able to stand together with our Lord in the heavenly Zion. What is Zion? They are the first fruits. They have ripened, matured. They're not there still waiting or needing to drink milk. And they still need us to lead or guide them. Whatever they want to do, they have to come and ask of you. We call it fellowship, so-called fellowship. They need to ask the Lord, right? Now, because we're not so clear sometimes, it's okay to have fellowship. But it's not so that they have to ask you for permission before they do anything. You're the big guy that they need to ask you about, whatever they do. Don't think we won't. You're not like that. We have seen a lot like this. So you want to be raptured? Just like a tree has many fruits. If you want to eat the fruit, you have to go choose. If it's not ripe yet and it's still hard, would you pick the fruit and eat it? Of course not. Those ripe, those fruits that have ripened, they're very fragrant and they also taste good. You would pluck them off and eat them. Even the bees know. Even the birds know what is ripe and what is not ripe. Even the rats know. They climb up the tree. They can't pluck them down. But they can go bite them. Tell me, our spiritual life does not have maturity. Don't forget, in the Old Testament, God said, the first fruits belong to me. It's not for your enjoyment. Besides, it's the best of the first fruits that you have to bring to God. The best. Our God understands food more than we do. He wants the best food. And of the flock, he wants a firstborn. Besides, it should be without blemish. You cannot bring the sick, but you have to choose the best for God. We only bring what we have extra. Whatever I don't want anymore, okay, I'll just give. Don't say no. In the book of Malachi, God was angry. You enjoy the best, and you bring me the sick, the lame, the ones that you don't want, and you offer them to me. You dare to do that? God even told them. You offer those things to your president. If you were to bring them to your emperor, what would they do? They would throw them out and lock you up. It's good that he's not the king. Otherwise, if he were the king, you'd lose your head. You don't know God. We're very loose. We think our God is love, so I can be do anything. We can be loose. Wrong. You're wrong. That is why we should not only love, but we need to have the fear of the Lord. He is God. He is our Father. So God told them, since I'm your Father, where is my honor? So brothers and sisters, we have to grow up and mature. Be transformed. This is very important. We are children of God. John says, do we look like him? Do we look like it? If it is your child, he should look like you. Yesterday, I sat at the table with your son. Oh, I know you're the younger son. How do I know that it's his son? It looks like him. Tell me, say you're the son of God. Do you look like him? John said, We do not look like him right now, not yet. Now, as the Son of God, are you willing to be like Him? You have two choices. Do you want to be your Heavenly Father, Son of God, or do you want to be like the devil? Can the Son of God be like the devil? When you sin, you look somewhat like the devil. When you argue and fight, who do you look like? When you lose your temper, who do you look like? You look like God? You know who you look like. I don't need to tell you. It's very dreadful. But we don't feel that there's any problem. No problem. No problem at all. But John did not say that. He who sins, the lawless one, is in darkness. Who is darkness? God is light, so who is darkness? Do you hate sin? You know it's wrong, but do you hate it? If you do not confess your sin, you will go sin again. Do not think that God does not hate sin. You go read Proverbs chapter 6. There are six things that God hates. And in the book of Revelation, God hates the system of the Nicolaitans, the teachings of the Nicolaitans. Tell me, won't God hate those things? So brothers and sisters, you have to grow up in your life, in your spiritual life. The more you grow in life, the more you know God. When your child was young, your child only knew that you're the father. Oh, my father is the one who provides me with everything. Oh, when he's hungry, he'll go look for the mother. But what does your father do? I don't know. What does your father do? I don't know. But when a child grows up, he would know. In the book of Galatians, Paul also said, although he's an heir, who should inherit? He should be an heir, but because he's still a babe, he's still a child, he's just like the servant. He is not able to inherit the inheritance. So, to grow up into a full-grown man, to mature and to become a first fruit, do not think our Lord Jesus, our God, will just accept everything. He has His conditions. You not only have to grow up, but you also have to purify yourself. Purge away all the uncleanness, and in their mouths there's no fault. They do not speak loosely. They are virgins. They're pure. They follow the Lamb. we follow man. But this group of people, they follow the Lamb. And on their foreheads is the name of the Father and the name of Jesus Christ. And there's also a new name. Say, Christians get a new name? What's the name? What's your name? Tell me. What's the new name of Christ? I don't want to tell you. Meaning to say, because you have known him, you have a further understanding. But we all think that, oh, we've known enough. There are some people even go to the extent to say, oh, you want to bring in something new? I don't want that. I want to oppose you. Those there, they'll be singing a new song that no one else can sing. Even that in Thailand, the Thai cannot sing that. You can only sing the hymns that you know. But the hymn that they sing is a hymn that no one can learn. Are you willing to learn? Then you have to grow up. Are you willing to be a first fruit? Be raptured? Besides, this group of people are raptured and they stand along with the Lamb, together with the Lamb, on the heavenly Mount Zion. So where are you today? In the church? Which one? Is it the local church? Well, every church is in a locality, so it's a local church. So what if you're in the local church? Is it golden? Is it conformed to the image of Christ? Is it full of fresh oil? Is it shining? Or is it one city, one church? Then I ask one city, what kind of one church? Today I had some fellowship with a brother. A watchman needs not only shared about one city, one church, about the locality. This was 1937. In 1947, he had a new song. He was singing a new song. You're still singing the old song. He said, the ground of the church, the first point in the main point in the ground of a church is the authority of the Holy Spirit. Have you read that? That is chapter 1 on the normal Christian church life. Oh, not but some just say, just emphasize one city, one church, one city, one church. What kind of one city, one church is it? Now there are a lot of one city, one church. What kind of one church? But is that the kingdom of God? Is it Zion? Oh, sorry, that was a further talk of the church life. That's a book, not the normal Christian church life. But is man reigning or is it God, Christ reigning as king in that church? Oh, Lord Jesus. Our Lord is living. Our God is living. But we will live by teachings. But the church is living. In the book of Revelation, it's not emphasizing the one city, one church, but the emphasis is on the golden lampstand. Laodicea, the church in Laodicea, they say we're very rich, but the Lord said, no, no, you are very poor. You're blind.
Rich.
You're wretched. What did the Lord say?
Wretched.
Your condition is very poor. That's what the Lord said in Revelation. And besides, you're also naked because the flesh was exposed. You don't have the best love. The Lord said, I will remove the lampstand from its place. You think the lampstand cannot be removed? Right? One city, one church. They went and loved the world, and they moved to a place where the throne of Satan is. Tell me, is that a good thing? One city, one church. There is Jezebel there. Or they have a name that they're living, but they're dead. Tell me, there's a dead church? That's why we should not be just talking about life, but we need the reality of life, and we need the growth in life, and we need to mature. And we also have to be in the city of our great king, the kingdom. It's a kingdom that can defeat Satan. You have to ask, is Satan afraid of you? It's not that simple, brothers and sisters. We have to know him. That's the most important thing. It's not a method, and it's not some kind of way to do things. That's him. If you do not know him, you have nothing. Because he says, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. If you do not go through him, you cannot get to the Father. If you do not abide in you, and he doesn't abide in you, you have no way. There's no other way. I am a person that has no methods. If you want to ask me about some method, you have to go to ask him. I don't know. Apart from him, you have no way. Do you have any other way? Do you have any other way that you could go? There's only one way. If you have matured, then you would know him even more. If you truly know him, then you will realize that you still do not know him. Because the riches of Christ is unsearchable, unfathomable. That is why we need to grow up. And we need to know him. We must know him. Apart from him, you have no way. Thank and praise the Lord. I think this is enough. Because I'm not sharing about the teaching of transformation. That's useless. We have spoken a lot. We've spoken it for many years, even many decades. But is there transformation? Moses was before God for 40 days. When he came down from the mountain, his face was shining. Why? What's the method? You have to go ask Moses. How can you be so shiny? Would Moses give you some way, some method? When you are before him, then you will shine. When you leave him, the shining goes away. Lord Jesus, abide in me, and I abide in him. Not sometimes in and sometimes out. When you like it, you get in, and if you don't like it, you step out. Thank and praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless us all. The Lord is coming soon. Perhaps the next time we'll meet up there. In the heavenly Jerusalem, in the heavenly Zion. May the Lord be with us all. Amen.